Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So fast, they're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Starting in the NFL, week four begins tonight with the Seahawks hosting the Cardinals. Kickoff is at 8:15. Over to the Panthers, who beat Carolina 4-2 in a preseason matchup. The Cats will continue the preseason on Monday when they host Carolina again. Over to the Marlins, who fell to the Phillies 11-1. The teams will meet for the rubber match tonight with the first pitch at 6:05 from Citizens Bank Park. And in soccer, Inter-Miami beat New York City 4-0. Next up, Miami will head to Toronto on Saturday. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
And that's Tyreek Hill. And the league is
You think so?
I think so. I do. I think there's a number of reasons why teams are interested. I think we know that. And I can go through them if you'd like me to. And there's some things that would that teams are also trying to figure out.
Okay.
There's once again, I hate to put it that way, but an off the field concern that the league is looking into that their teams are curious about that's going on with him. That is obviously part of the equation if you're going to trade for Tyreek Hill. The first thing would be, if this move happens with Miami, it's essentially them waving the white flag, right? Season's over. We're probably in a spot by the time the trade deadline rolls around. This slight rebuild we're on, we're going to continue to move into it further, right?
All right. Well, everybody's got an opinion. That was Steve Smith and James Palmer from NFL Network talking yesterday, got into the whole Tyreek Hill thing. Has he lost it? Is he still playing at a high level? Yes, he is. Problem is nobody else is on that offense, but he is. He's fine. I might be the only guy, besides that stuff off the field, Tyreek Hill's fine. Tyreek Hill can run. He can catch. He's been, by the way, he says all the right things. Says all the right things. All of them. I mean, he went all in on this whole thing. Even after the game, we're going to get turned around. And he's saying all the right things. But, when we're looking and we're pointing fingers at everything through the first 3 weeks and what's going on and both sides of the ball, well, I think it's a defense and I think it's everybody, by the way. It is. It's not just a Tua thing. Although the quarterback's pretty damn important. You probably know that by now, but it's not a Tyreek thing. It's not a Jalen Waddle thing. They're doing what they're asked to do. They don't draw their own plays up. When they are open, they don't throw the ball to themselves. They're fine. I have no problem with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. I guess the one knock is they take themselves out of the game too much. I mean, if and this is the time of the, the microscope and everybody's under it and a little dogpiling when you're down on somebody, just keep adding some other stuff, throw a little conspiracy theory stuff in there and just really get it juicy. Get that big fat kid on top of that when you're piling on. That last kid, always the one that really hurts you, man, when you're at the bottom. Like, oh, God, why'd he get on there? Damn, now I'm mad. But there's nothing wrong with Tyreek.
No, he's far from the problem, Joe. But I think the problem is you got another, you know, analyst talking about the Dolphins with a, what do you call it, a slight rebuild? Is that like a step up from a
reset? they were going through the whole thing of trying to figure out, first of all.
It just sucks. Like, you're going to week four, and they're talking about if you trade Tyreek Hill, you've given up, you know, you're waving the white flag on the season, right? It's just not the kind of conversation you want to have before you get through the first month of the season.
That's true, by the way. This is what happens when you didn't have a great camp and you're 0-3 to start the year. And then everybody's been on this Tyreek Hill. People have been trading Tyreek Hill the whole
camp.
They are
going to trade him, though, this year, I would think.
I don't think so. I personally don't think
so. Well, the only reason they wouldn't is because you still have Chris Greer there, and he's going to still be stubborn, and they're going to try to hang on to this thing as long as they can.
If those two are still here, you're exactly right.
They may not. You're right.
They are going to go, you know what? Unless somebody puts a gun at our head from the top, we're playing that guy.
This thing keeps going this way. I can't imagine they're going to be around the whole year.
I think there's.
Let me ask you this: Is Tyreek Hill in your future plans? Like, if you, Joe Rose, were trying to reset or rebuild or whatever the hell it is they're doing, Tyreek's not in your future plans.
But I think there's probably a lot of guys not in, if they don't start playing better, a lot of guys not going to be in the future.
There's a lot of guys that start moving, but like Tyreek would be on the top of that list.
Yes.
Because he's your most valuable asset. Assuming that he doesn't get suspended for the rest of the year, if they, you know, those find guys, out that stuff is true. But
those guys are over there right now going, I'm telling you how they think. We used to think the same way. There's 14 games left. We look at our schedule. We know if we play our best, we're going to have a chance to win. You're going to hear it every week. We know if we play our best and we start to play, and there's people over there saying, if we play like we played against the Buffalo Bills, we will beat the Jets. That is the conversation over there.
Yeah, and if we played against the Colts, we're going to get blown out. So, like, what's, you know.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, it's three. The conversation.
They've gotten better, and they're going, But let me tell you something, man. They lose this game. They think the dogpiling got bad. If you somehow lose to this Jets team that's got
at home on Monday night as a favorite,
and the Jets have all kinds of their own problems. I mean, they're not coming down here going, we feel really good because we got a new head coach. they got their own problem. They don't even know who's starting a quarterback yet. They don't know if Justin Fields on the concussion. I guess we'll know maybe more today. Or Tyrod Taylor, who gives us a better chance. We got to win games, but we got to see if Justin Fields will gain pretty good money to come in, named him the starter. We can't give up on him already. And then, you know, they're talking about I literally listened to their stuff yesterday. He was talking about how bad the tackling is on that team, some record amount of missed tackles. They're talking about coverages that the coordinator wants to play, zone coverage, the defensive back coach wants to play man-to-man. I got to get them on the same page. And I'm like, ooh, I have nothing against their head coach. I know he's a first-timer, and I hear some of the stuff coming out of his mouth, and he sounds like a first-time head coach. These are things like, you know, if they are going on, maybe you take care of them privately and don't talk about them would be my first thought with this whole thing. But this Tyreek Hill thing, listen, there's blame, you know, this offense, and then guys are writing, our writers are writing about it's the defense, and they can't stop the run. It's true. They have not stopped the run. They're one of the worst teams in football, probably the biggest surprise of everything. But I also push that if our quarterback stayed healthy, that I thought we're going to have a pretty good year, at least beat the teams we're supposed to. And there's a lot of those supposed to teams on this schedule. There is. And they're not going away. And but if you continue to play as poorly as you are on both sides of the football, then it really won't matter. Because I'm guessing the same formula is getting ready to pop up for the Jets, although I don't think they have the manpower to do it. But they're going to try offensively to do the same things that the Colts, the Patriots, and the Bills have done. Run the ball, throw a lot of short passes, move it up and down the field, win time of possession, make enough plays, kick some field goals, and keep this sucker close and have a chance to win it late in the game. Well, I would guess that would be, and not doing anything crazy, not See, I'm sure they're looking and telling their offensive line, hey, you got to do what everybody else has done, and that's dominate their defensive line and get after them. Hey, man, one thing about professional sports, they're all copycat leagues. Something's working. Everybody looks and goes, wow, that Colts, boy, they had a pretty good game plan. Patriots tried to do the same thing, didn't look exactly the same, and you got some help. Still should have won that game twice in the fourth quarter, but you didn't. And then you play the Bills. They came out and ran for 100 yards in the first half of that game. You're going, oh, my God, what are we doing? What are we doing? I did a better job in the second half. But you got to figure a way to win, man. You need a lot of guys on both sides, so we're not sitting here pointing a finger at one guy. This is stop the run, get a good pass rush, probably going to have to cover a little bit. Although I got to tell you, man, the last game was not about coverage for me, except the broken coverage at the end of the game that cost you a 30-yard play and put it away. They kick a field goal off of it. But outside of that, it is it's guys up front have to do a better job. But make no mistake about it, at the end of the day, saying all this stuff, Tua, and these guys talked on their podcast that the league and the number one goal is to keep Tua healthy, which means a lot of quick passes, a lot of anticipation passes early, get rid of the ball so he doesn't hold it back there and take extra hits.
Mm.
And he's kind of playing that way.
So this doesn't seem like a long-term solution then.
Well, listen. I
mean, it's not sustainable to have a guy that plays that way. But to go back to Tyreek really quick, I wonder what the timeline is to get, you know, like they were talking about the stuff that's going on with the league investigation. If that lingers through the trade deadline, it'd be very tough to trade for him, right?
Yes, because here's the
thing, like they find out they have evidence that I don't know, someone else doesn't have it. I don't know who they're going to interview, Joe, to do this thing. But if they,
well, first
they
of all,
find out, hey, you know, we were going to suspend this guy.
If the soon to be ex-wife, because I got to keep saying, I thought they were divorced, but they're not, soon to be ex-wife,
they're in the process,
says, I'm done with this. I don't want to talk about it. And she doesn't talk to the investigator. It's done. He's going to walk right out of the room and he's going to go, it's over.
She's angry and she wants to talk.
Now, she's still angry as she was when she sat down with him for that, what, deposition and went after everything and did play by play of everything that happened. This thing could get a little bit interesting. But the Tyreek Hill on the football field,
I just wonder if they're going to clear him, though, like before the deadline. Like, was the NFL going to say, hey, we're done? You know, this is not going to be a thing. Because it'd be very difficult to trade for him if he's still under that investigation.
Yeah. Listen, man, everybody's been trading this guy. You were trading him in the offseason. You were trading him during camp. Everybody's trading him. Everybody's trying to trade Tyreek Hill. And I'm like, look, man, if you're trying to win this thing, I do agree with those guys yesterday. If you trade him, then you are throwing in your friggin' towel.
What are we trying to win? Don't try to sell me. You know what I mean? Like, what are we trying to win at this point? We trying to beat like the bottom of the league, like you're hoping you meet the Jets. I know it's like the next thing up here, but
yeah.
And that's why people in the offseason, because you had people like Omar, who was clearly on to something, was like, they're rebuilding. And they are doing some kind of rebuild. Look, man, they need.
Well, wait a sec. Where are you going on this? It's not a complete rebuild by the guys.
Well, Omar was right in the offseason, right? Omar was right.
I don't know what Omar said. Omar says all kinds of stuff. Which one, Omar? Omar's all over the board. What do you mean?
I understand why people were saying trade him in the offseason, because it appears that this team was in some sort of rebuild mode.
Not a great start.
This is the worst roster they've put together under this regime with Mike.
Yes.
By far the worst roster.
Yes. Yes, it is. No question. This does not look like a couple years.
This is not a team that is going to have success this season. I don't care how they turn it around, who they beat coming up here in this little stretch of weak teams. This is not a team that is going anywhere.
I'm telling you, when the GM has to meet, and they talk a lot, the owner.
I'd love to hear one of those meetings.
I would too. I told you. Yeah. I'd give a paycheck up to hear that conversation.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, half a paycheck.
Jeez.
Maybe I got a little carried away there. All right, hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff.
Can't pay for those streaming services this month. Yeah, I gave up my check so we could your Greer meeting with Ross.
Jeez. Yeah, but so I think common sense, I said this yesterday, that everybody over there in training camp land where they practice has all said the same thing. No. We got the talent to win. And we still believe we have
Ross
not changed.
He doesn't buy that, though. He can't.
So what? No. He did this before the season. He said, all right, what are we doing? I'll guarantee it. They did not. There was nobody who had the basketballs to say to Stephen Ross, I know you may not understand this, but we like this team a lot. We think this team, if it stays healthy, we got a chance. So you throw that healthy thing in there just in case you have a lot of guys get injured. You go, well, a lot of guys got injured. You can't win with that group, man. We got hit hard again in the IR team. Boy, we got killed. Baptist El Sal, Florida, man, doing everything they can over there to keep guys healthy. I can tell you that. Hey, it is one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. They are really good at what they do. And they got a team of top specialists from all over the country that are now working here in South Florida to make it one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Where do the pros go? I can tell you, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, FIU and FAU, high school, college, and professional athletes, not just here in town, but from all over the country, come to see some of our specialists, man. They're good. They're real good. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, anything that has a chance to get injured while you're playing your sports team or individual sports, we got great doctors to take care of you for. And the great news is, with three great facilities throughout South Florida, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation, you're going to be able to get to those locations and see those same doctors that work on all those athletes every day. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
Just listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
See what Florida State's going to look like going to Virginia for a Friday night football game. So we'll get an early look at Florida State before, of course.
You don't think Florida State drops that game, do you?
I don't think so.
It's just, it's a weird, you know, it's a Friday night game, right, on the road. The line on that game is
pretty
weird.
Tight, right?
It's 6.5, but okay. The money line, so that you got Virginia plus 200 on the money line, which you get Florida State's ranked 8th. So, you know.
Well, when you're a top 10 team, you're going to get everybody's.
Those are the kinds of games teams lose, though, right? Those, like,
I mean, you
weird
can.
Friday
yeah.
night games.
Hey, I could throw some things at you we learned from Florida against South Florida. You drop a couple of touchdowns. You have stupid penalties. And you turn the ball over. And all of a sudden, you're going, holy crap.
You just would think gave the game would be away. A whole heck of a lot bigger than that. But
they do know, and I'm sure Florida State, when they go to school, been hearing a lot more about Miami next week than they are Virginia tomorrow night, right?
Overlook
they're going, we got Virginia. What about the Canes coming up here? And you're already setting up your parties.
And game day.
And mom and dad are going to be coming. They want to see the whole deal. And so all that stuff. Anyway, hey, we got Kim Bocamper in the house with us, my Northern California brother, born and raised and no longer lives there. Like everybody else. What's good? One good thing about Northern California. I said yesterday, one good thing about Northern California.
The weather.
The weather's a good one. I wouldn't think of weather. I was thinking about getting up during football season. The game started at 10 a.m. in the morning.
You know, I remember going to college and, you know, we planned Saturday.
Yeah.
We planned Saturday nights. You know, mostly played night games. You guys played a lot of day games.
We did.
You know, we didn't have lights. We had to play. So then you play the game, whether you won or lost. You go to the frat party. You know, stay out until, you know, wee hours of the morning.
Oh, you got your money's worth after the games.
And then you'd wake up about, you know, I don't know, you know, 11 o'clock or whatever. The first game's half over.
Yeah, right.
And here's the bad thing about if you're a football fan. In California or in that time zone, we always had football practice, and I never got to see the first half of Monday Night Football. We would race to get home, right? Race to get home just to hear Howard Cosell's the halftime highlights with Howard Cosell, right?
Hey, listen, it is incredible. I mean, I get bounced from. You're right about that, but. Howard Cosell was just so good for Monday
Night Football. He was great.
And when he showed up, nothing against OJ and Dandy Dawn and everybody else came out when we were playing. It was really cool. And we got to play maximum amount of Monday Night Football games, whatever it was. But it was a show. It's not like today where you got Thursday Night Football. Yeah. And
so the biggest one, I think still one of the biggest thrills in from my football life was first Monday night game I played, I think it was in Buffalo. And so the bus comes in and, you know, we get in our bed and I came down because I had somebody that I was and Howard Cosell was standing in the lobby because he was doing the game on Monday Night Football. And I go, man, Howard Cosell, I go, geez, he's a lot bigger than I thought. You know, he's a big dude. He's about 6'3". I mean, he wasn't, you know, he's a big guy. And so I go, wow. And I go, you know, I'm going to go say hello to him, you know? So I walked over and I go, Mr. Cosell, he goes, I don't need to hear you. Kim Bocamper, number 88, San Jose. He went down the litany and I'm just sitting there going, oh my God, you know.
That was cool, man. When they came out to, you know, to practice with us and the whole thing, it was cool. Do you remember the worst one? We're out in Northern California getting ready for the Super Bowl. And Joe Theismann shows up with that girlfriend he had dumped his wife for.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the history, but I know it now because we had Joe Theismann on the podcast, how much Shoes was still pissed at him after all those years.
Yeah.
Because Shoes drafted Joe Theismann, and he said, no, I'm going to the World Football or the Canadian Football
League. Right.
And he dumped him, and Shoes went back to Notre Dame and ripped him in person.
Yeah, you know what? It's
He let him have it at practice. Well, told him to get out of there. It
yeah,
was bad.
No, no. He was look.
And he told him get that girl. I mean, it was like he go and he told us too. Yeah. I was standing there. He goes, watch this. He thinks he's gonna be like Joe Cool here.
Well, if I remember, Joe came in like with like a fur jacket
he
on.
Did. Right? He had that big he got fur, a fur on. Jacket. And I make a lot of money
he
now.
He got this hot little jaquita on his side.
That tall movie star he was dating for a while. Oh, he dumped the wife and all the and shoot everything Shoes was against, man. And and here he comes, and Shoes just let him have it in front of the whole team. And I was like, damn, guy's calling the Super Bowl. Damn, he just got.
That's crazy.
He just got jacked. Yeah. Hey, Bo, well, you can probably guess what we're talking about. By the way, before we go to break, and we got the whole show here, but I'll just jump right into it because I've been getting it, and we're 0-3. Jets are 0-3, but what do you want to see? If just one thing, I know there's a lot of things need to improve. You can pick on the offense or defense, and there's plenty of things got to get a lot better. Give me one thing.
I'd like to see him play a penalty-free game maybe. You know, pre-snap, I mean, penalties, you got, you make a big play and you got Savainaya or, downfield,
Illegal contact.
Yep.
On a third and long first down.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, you got the punt, the roughing the kicker.
Ooh.
So, and look, a lot of people, that may be a minor thing, but look at the drives or look at the opportunities that have been squandered because of penalties. It's not just us. I mean, it's not just
going on.
It's going on
all the other teams that are losing.
Yeah, exactly. All the losers.
All the six 0-3 teams have probably got a lot of that.
So, I don't know what to expect Monday night. I really don't. They've got some guys hurting.
You got to beat that team.
Their
quarterback thing's a mess. You got to beat that team.
They got a backup quarterback. They're one of their best. Sauce Gardner's not playing. The safety, the strong safety next to him is not playing. They've got guys out, and they got big guys out.
And you know what else happens, Bo, when you start to lose? You notice the guys that are borderline, whether I can play or not.
No, geez,
you
geez,
know what? I'm going to need another week here.
It's the Darren Waller. If the game wasn't on Thursday, he could have played. So if the game was on Sunday, he would have been able. So that's Thursday, Friday, and 3 days. So what's the difference in 3 days? You've been out already for how many months? How many months is it? Let's talk from our training camp. I shouldn't have brought that. That was a bad thing to bring
I don't
up.
Know what to make of the whole Darren Waller thing.
I don't either. I don't either. I don't know what we're going to see.
Even if he plays, listen, he may go out fresh and he may catch four or five footballs.
Joe, if he plays and he's expected to, this will be the first time he's had contact.
True.
In almost 2 years.
Right.
First time. I know they're not going unless
nobody's hitting them.
Unless they went out in pads, and even if they did, they're not hitting them. So it's like. It's for him. It's going to be like going up to Lake Tahoe, getting on a boat, and then jumping in that lake and feeling how goddamn cold it is. You know what I mean?
There you go. You went right back to Northern California, tipping on Nevada with me right there. We got to go to break. We got a lot more. Kim Bocamper with us for the morning, and we do have a lot of stuff. And of course, you can also join us on the text machine with your thoughts on one thing. And it's not lose the rest of the games and get the first pick. I'm sorry, I'm not aboard on that one. You have to find a new show for that. But I will tell you, I am about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Oh, my gosh, man. You know what? The man has no life and knows how to get you a mortgage real quickly, get you qualified, get it done for you, get it done at half the time in the big banks, get you the lowest rates. And he's got some great programs. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, getting you pre-qualified, getting all that done, and getting you back in the ball game so you know the next time you go out house hunting, you're going to find a place you like, and you know you can afford it because you've already been qualified for it. Self-employed, declined by the banks. He's got a great program for you. And also, I want to let you know, for seniors, he's got a great program. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you can convert your home equity into money. A lot of guys, a lot of men right now are doing that with all that money. Paid off that home, old school thing. Pay your home off and live in it forever, man. Hey, I just want to let you know, go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, saying a lot of nice things about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. The man has no life. He truly works all the time. He does 7 days a week. It's about great service for him. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 30 years of experience, knows how to get things done. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Hey, Woody, I wanted to ask you before we start.
Okay.
Is there...
This doesn't seem like it's going to be good, but...
No. Is there anything special going on today with the team or anything at all?
There might be. We'll get to that later, though.
All right. I'm just wondering. Okay.
Anyway, we got some memorabilia stuff here that want to get to.
Here we go.
You want to talk about soccer?
No,
He hit that early. You want to switch?
Oh my God! Why do you get so pissed? I talk about what Messi's doing.
I have
doing
no
in
issue
town.
With it. I just know now, he's, you know.
Let me ask you about Messi. Is the fever like just kind of gone? Like now, like I see, I read in the newspaper. Oh, Messi! I didn't even know they were playing a game. You know, they're.
This is why
they're
kind of
like off the.
Really,
like
you too? No. Hold on.
Kind of off the radar a little bit.
You're not down on the Messi thing.
No, I'm not down on it. It's just I don't think the. You know, the Messi mania when he first got here.
Oh, it's not like that.
It's kind of settled down.
Well, the guy's 38 years old. He's one of the greatest players, if not the greatest player of all time, and he's still chewing up this MLF.
He walks in a cheesesteak place all the time by my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a cheesesteak guy.
Is he?
Yes.
That's even better.
Yeah, literally.
You get an autograph or something next time? Oh,
please.
Jeez,
somebody's
man.
a little guy's about fucking 5 foot.
Why is every time we talk about somebody, you talk about getting an autograph too? Jeez.
Because I'm about to do like 8 stories about memorabilia here.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I took you off course.
We had a skateboard sell. This is new. We've never done this one before. You know who Tony Hawk is?
Yeah, of course. The Hawk Meister.
You're cool. Yeah, you know who Tony Hawk is. His 1999 X Games skateboard where he did a 900. Which I think
the
is
first time. Spin.
First time it
first
ever
time,
happened.
Yeah, right, first time ever. You have any idea what that sold for?
Oh, that's got to be $20,000.
$1.15 million.
Really?
For the Tony Hawk.
That is so cool.
Skateboard.
What, some little surf guy in Vans, you know, bought that thing? You know what Vans are, right? Don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Shoes. Skate.
Oh, hippie Vans.
Skateboard shoes.
Yo, hippie Vans,
yeah.
We call them.
Yeah. No, not the ones you drive around in. The ones you wear on your feet.
Oh, I thought you were talking
about those
the
little sneakers Vans. that the skateboard guy. You know, they have this checkers
I didn't
and
know
stuff.
That. Listen to you now all of a sudden.
You know, look,
you hang around with those guys?
Well, we had some at our school, yeah.
Yeah. You think my school was full of all kinds of
water polo guys? You had water polo guys, swimmers.
By the way, the two best teams that we had at school were the swim team and the water polo
same
team.
Same guys. Right? Same guys on both of them.
Well, you never know. You'll come across at Milpitas High. All right, we had another item here that might be more up your guys' alley. Wilt Chamberlain's jersey from 1969. This is when he played against Bill Russell here for the final time. Pretty cool.
That's a great matchup. Jersey. Big matchup.
The last time a Chamberlain jersey from the NBA Finals crossed the auction block, that sold for $4.9 million in 2023.
Wow.
Wilt was the man so many different ways. He was the man.
What would his mattress go for?
Well, I was going to say, so this is funny. You can also, in the same auction, you can buy his gold necklace. So, like, if you wanted to be him,
you could
wear the jersey and the gold necklace, and you could, like, pretend
to be
him.
That guy scored 100 points in a frigging game.
I know. Ridiculous. Well, look.
And they're going, well, I know. You're going to say the guy he played against was 6'2". It was the center back then.
I mean, it's a fair argument.
I don't know, but some guy scores 100, and you're going, this is the highest level of basketball, and this dude just scored 100. We got a problem.
Yeah, the next playing week, against the guy who looked like me.
The next week, the guy he played against was playing for the New Jersey Generals against the Globetrotters. Yeah.
All right. And our final one here for the memorabilia front. We have, for the first time ever, Topps is doing a collaboration with Disney, and we'll have Disney's iconic characters wearing MLB uniforms here. This will be part of Topps Chrome Disney 2025. If you'd like to pick up a box of this product, the hobby boxes are selling for $419.99.
Woody, do you take your kids to Disney World?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So you're a big Disney with your family?
Yeah. Good. Yeah, good for you. I do.
So you'd like some of that memorabilia, Disney memorabilia, right?
It's happened.
You're not. That's not yours. You're more.
I don't really. No, I don't collect.
That's
Disney
off the
stuff,
road for you a little bit, man.
But I will tell you that Disney.
That's just
is,
family time. You don't burden your family with all that stupid memorabilia talk.
Not at Disney,
right?
But this.
His wife's not into it. She told him one night to shut up.
Stop. Let me get through this. Disney stuff happens to be some of the most collectible stuff on earth, as I know that I'm sure you're aware. Remember people were selling bottles of Splash Mountain water that they had scooped up from the ride there. But anyway, there's stuff. To date, the most paid for a Disney card is $500,000 that was spent on the 2023 Topps Chrome Mickey Superfractor.
Wow.
So, yes, this stuff is
bad enough. They get all your money when you go there. You take your kids there. I got grandkids now again.
It's got very expensive.
That's an expensive place, man.
So what would you say? You have two kids, right?
Yes.
Two boys.
Yes.
So two boys, you, your wife and two boys, you go for a weekend at Disney. What's the total?
It's gotten bad. A couple grand.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's gotten crazy though.
And do you stay at a hotel like at Lake at Buena Vista? You don't drive into, you don't get into the
no, they
always
stay at the
stay
park.
On the property.
Oh, you stay at the park.
Well, I like the transportation system.
No, that's great. There. You know, we used to do you stay at the like where the campsites are, like the.
We've never done that.
No, we didn't do it at the campsite.
No, we used
either.
To do that.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. Because you have the whole, like, you got, it's like a whole trailer.
Wasn't the campsite at the wilderness
it's
one?
It's the wilderness.
Yeah, yeah, that's where we stayed.
Yeah,
I saw it. I saw it. It was nice.
Yeah.
Joe was looking down on it from his hotel suite.
From the penthouse.
Look at these people.
Yeah, you know, Joe.
Well, I'm not ready for that, honey.
Joe used to stay in that hotel where the monorail would pull right up to his front door and he just walk right on out. You know?
Oh, yeah. The Contemporary Resort. Is that what it's called, right?
We did that.
That's cool.
We did them all through the years.
Those hotels have gotten crazy expensive. Like the one where the train goes through is like $500-$600 a night.
Wow. Well, you got those ones too now that you can walk right into Epcot without getting on anything, right? Like the boardwalk and the yacht club.
Yeah,
thing.
And you take a little boat.
That's
over,
where we
yeah.
used to. Then when yeah. the last time we went, we that. Stayed at those hotels.
Huh.
You just walk right into the. Yeah. You know, you don't even have to get on one of those.
They do a nice job over there, though.
They do.
Nice, clean.
Do.
And the problem is, man, you just can't say no to the kids when you're there. The kids get
true.
Just absolutely
well, that's how they
what
make
they
their
want.
Money.
And you go home and you're looking at your wife and you're going, what the?
Well, you know, you get on, you know what the thing, you get on a ride. Ride was great. And then you walk through the store, right?
Yeah.
After every ride.
Right to it.
Strategically placed.
They
yeah.
get you. That's it, Bo. That's a great point. You get off the ride. You got to go
right
through
there.
There. Got a friggin' store, and they kids know you're asking to buy something.
Kids are all
Daddy,
high. You just gave them some candy, and
the
they're
candy.
All high. And then,
oh,
and then all of a sudden, and they see that. Oh my goodness!
I got that big turkey leg in my mouth.
It's a good fitness place too, though. When you go around Disney World,
oh, you put major steps in. Major steps yeah, well, in those places.
For me, it's there, usually a push.
There's
though,
some that could use
food.
A lot more steps. You know.
Yeah, no question.
Right.
All right, our last one here, guys. Speaking of steps, Joe, be careful out there because we have a rabies alert that has been issued for Broward County after a confirmed case in a raccoon.
I haven't seen...
The alert was in response to a confirmed case of rabies in a raccoon that was killed in the Davie area off of I-595 on September 16th.
Ooh.
So right by you here, Joe.
Yeah.
Right, and you're right in that wheelhouse, man.
I am. Yeah. We got a little property there that you never know that little rocky raccoon comes in the back there.
Yeah.
They come into your backyard.
No, but sometimes you leave that garbage and there's a good smell. You're good to see. Probably if when I leave in the morning, there could be four or five little babies.
Really?
Amazing, amazing climbing skills to
well,
get
for,
into that.
For the next 60 days, at least be careful because we do have the alert here. The northern boundary is I-595 there. Southern boundary is Southwest 26th Street.
All right.
So just
I know
be
you
careful
did that
out
for
there,
me.
Bro.
You did the whole Davy thing. That's fine.
No, you did that for not me. Just that for fine. You. It's for anyone that confronts a raccoon.
Well, look,
the next
nobody confronts a. Look, most people don't see him.
The Rose Estate is very big.
I know.
So he may
know,
not see him in the North 40. You know what I mean? They might yeah. be might be about. You
listen
know,
to this guy.
They may be 4 acres. You know, down around the.
It's look
very,
at this
very
guy.
Secluded too, so people don't bother him.
All right.
He doesn't like to be bothered.
They got the guard. They got the gates up there.
Yeah.
I can't even get in that gate.
I know.
You know.
Hey, first of all, do you really want to get into this conversation? You want me to get on your ass right now? A nice home. You live on the water right now.
No,
you
no.
lived on a freaking golf
it's
course. And a-
it's a stream.
With your security made my security look like. All right. Hey, we got. Thanks, Woody. A lot of good stuff today. A lot of good stuff.
Actually, you have a boat, Bo?
No, I have kayaks. I have kayaks. We bought
I gotta tell you, he did have a boat, and we had a blast in it.
We got kayaks because the canal that we live on is not there's low bridges, so you can't really have a motorboat or whatever back there. So it's real quiet. But so we bought kayaks when we first moved in, and you know we had to put a dock there. It cost so between the kayaks and the dock, we spent about $6,000. We've been on those kayaks one time.
it sounded good.
It did sound good.
It did sound
yeah,
good.
We'll do this every day. We'll go out in the morning. They'll bring a coffee and just go down the canal. And
hey,
Bo, yeah, not so much.
Not taking a shot at my wife this morning, but does she go, oh, I bought this piece of equipment for
yeah.
the room
yeah.
and never uses it. And
yeah.
then we just hang stuff. I hang my yeah. stuff.
No,
on
that's
there.
It. That's what I got. What's the bike called? The Peloton?
Peloton, yeah. You got one of those collecting
yeah, you can
dust,
hang about
yeah.
15 things on that Peloton.
Yeah.
Those handlebars are good for hanging your clothes.
She
up.
Went about yep. she went about 3 or 4 days on it, and then apparently her other personal classes were just
yeah.
a lot better.
Nah,
so.
Yeah. Let me spend $500 over there a month and go do that with a personal
well,
trainer.
What are we gonna do with this?
With
at least give it
a personal trainer that's just, not even paying attention.
We're getting the last three to your sisters. You out ready to give this one up too? All right, 8 o'clock hours coming up here, man. Got a lot more stuff to get to. Right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. It is September is truck month for South Florida Chevy dealers, and we got some great deals with our best products, and those trucks are fantastic. And if we got great offers to go with it, and we got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, so you've got one close to you. Durable Colorado with its standard turbo max engine, impressive torque, everything you need to really enjoy your life here in South Florida. Silverado 1500, ready, steady, and strong. All the power. Boy, I'm telling you, advanced tech needed for the workday workhorse and a weekend warrior combination with a Silverado HD. Boy, I'll tell you what, legendary horsepower, one of the hardest working beds in the business. whether it's a mid-size, full-size, or heavy-duty truck, we got them all for you. We've got one absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. I want to talk to the hard lifters out there, the guys that make a living out of that truck. Six or seven days a week. You work, that money's important on a weekend. We got a truck that'll work as hard as you do. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.